previously on Lost Santos.
Oh my God, I'm going to die!
Who? You mean Devious Dubs and Shady Bell?
Yes, Bell and Dubs from LSCC Radio.
Those two destroyed my new amphitheater with their antics. I had them thrown in jail.
Yeah. Flick out the flatulence. Three, two, one.
That kicked ass.
From this Lost Santos life in San Andreas Public Radio, it's Lost Santos, the disappearance of Bell and Dubs. One story told whenever we get a chance to record something. I'm Bera Bainig. Yet again, I found myself hurtling back through space and time, but this time, I had company, and he wasn't doing too well.
Oh, dear. It would seem my nether regions have gone all wibbly-wobbly.
Just hang in there, Mayor Timmons. I think we're almost there. The time machine really has a mind of its own, or more truthfully, I don't have a clue what I'm doing. Pretty much, I just close my eyes and hope everything turns out okay. So that's what I did. I closed my eyes.
Ms. Bainig, shouldn't you be flying this thing with your eyes opened?
Oh, no, you have to close them to protect your eyes from the magnesium radiation of the capacitor that is fluxing.
That sounds like a grand idea. Perhaps if I close my eyes, I will refrain from soiling my trousers.
The mayor and I hurtled through space and time with eyes wide shut, landing in Backlot City, where, as they say, movie magic happens in Los Santos. It seemed we landed right in the middle of an active movie production.
Hey, you, Mr. Moneybags, break's over. We're about to film the scene where you go straight to jail and you don't pass go.
I have no idea what you are talking about, my boy.
You're holding up the production. You're needed on set. Top hat, monocle. You're in the Monopoly musical movie, aren't you?
Musical? Moving picture? Why, yes I am. Is there someone there I could speak with about my musical?
Yeah, sure. Pitch it to the director. I don't care. And you, lady, what are you doing with that deluxo? It's a prop, and you shouldn't be messing with it. Can I get a little help over here? I have an actor who needs to be back on set and a woman who is screwing with a prop that needs to be escorted off set.
Look here. I'm an investigative journalist looking into the disappearance of Bell and Dubs.
Wait, did you say Bell and Dubs? I never thought I'd hear those two names again. I used to work as an intern for their radio show. Couple of losers. Didn't care about them when I worked for them, don't care about them now.
And there it was. That PA hit the nail on the head. Nobody cared about the former morning show duo. They suddenly disappeared and then were quickly forgotten. This leaves me with even bigger questions. If they're so unimportant, why did Doc Beige take them, of all people, on a terrifying journey through time? Why isn't anyone concerned with how these bozos will affect the time-space continuum? Most importantly, where, at this hour, can I get a double upside-down soy chai mocha latte? And then, this happened.
A Weasel News special report. Local radio hacks Bell and Dubs have been arrested. They suddenly appeared out of nowhere with a mad scientist named Doc Beige. Seems like they've been on the lam for 150 years. How can that even be? Let's go to Susie McNewslady, who's live on the scene.
I'm live here at Fort Zancudo Army Base. Let's see if we can get a word in with Bell and Dubs. Bell, Dubs, where have you been all this time?
Oh, we've been trapped in Strawberry Theme Park. That place is cheeks. It was a whole thing. I'd rather not talk about it.
Who cares? We're home. So what? We're getting arrested. Everything is fine.
The two are being taken into police custody. What is that frantic white-haired fellow doing, thrashing about with his arms and some sort of robot?
Wowzers, McDavish! Wink, wink! And whatnot!
It looks like Mr. McTavish and the robot are headed back into what looks like a porta-potty. The porta-potty has begun to spin around, and it's starting to fly. Oh my god! It just disappeared. Wowzers, McTavish indeed. Back to you in the studio.
In other news, residents of Los Santos are being advised again to not eat lettuce. Tainted lettuce can be found all across Los Santos, including the Super Save, Willy's Supermarket.
Bell and Dubs had one of the quickest trials in history, second only to their trial 125 years ago. They were swiftly convicted, with the judge saying they were guilty as hell, with a sentence of 25 years to life. Dubs objected over and over again by saying,
"This trial is cheeks."
They had been in prison for just over a month when I called them to see what's up.
That's what's up.
Hi, Vera. It's so great to talk to you. I love your cartoons.
I don't have any cartoons.
You know, Yoga Vera. Don't lay a finger on my picnic basket. Her, her, her.
Definitely not smarter than the average, anything. Should I interject, or are you two done chasing your tails?
Maybe you two can explain to me what actually happened in Strawberry.
Strawberry? You want to know what happened in Strawberry? You know, I'm so sick and tired of talking about that town. Nothing freaking happened. Just drop it.
I miss my tonics, and now we're stuck in jail again. They lied. Orange is not the new black. It's just orange. It's ugly, and nothing rhymes with it. And our lawyer told us not to talk about it.
Okay, so I'm guessing Doc Bage had something to do with this.
Doc? You know him?
Yes, I know him well. Beady little eyes, long wild hair, says Wowzers McTavish a lot, and wink, wink.
You know, I expect this from Doc, but I thought you were better than that, Vera.
Am I better than that?
He brought you forward in time, but it wasn't in the Deluxo. What was that device he was using?
The BARDIS.
The what now?
Bots anally reaming Doc's enemies. Severely. Don't ask. How's any of this supposed to help us get out of jail?
It's not. He brought you back to Los Santos and just let you get arrested? That doesn't make any sense.
Clearly you don't know Doc as well as you say you do. Dropping us somewhere and taking off is pretty much the only thing he does.
Our lawyers will get us out of here in no time, and if not, there's always house arrest.
That new prison-based reality TV show coming to CNT this fall?
Not an ad. But yes, that show.
Our intern from the LSCC radio station is going to be the host. Little Jilly is all grown up. I'm so proud.
It is promising that someone we trust is in charge. I'm sure that sending her on all those amazing sports remotes got her the high-profile television job. Really, we helped her become famous. Surely she will help us out.
Sounds like you two have a fantastic strategy.
They're even letting us do our radio show on TV.
Radio on TV? That sounds about as exciting as doing a TV show in audio-only format.
All right, podcast lady.
Well, as a wise man once said, people don't think podcasting be like it is, but it do. But it really led me to reflect. What have I been doing here? Like, I mean, I've traveled through time and space to try to get to the bottom of this. The only thing I really have to show for it is some low-rent podcast sponsor that I only make a few bucks off of with affiliate links. I've risked my life, for crying out loud, and for what? So I can sit here and let a couple of low-rent DJs who only seem to care about themselves bust my chops?
Who are you talking to?
Dubs, my friend. It's called a VO. You know, a voiceover. I pause, reflect, and give the audience my quirky take on what's going on. It's kind of my thing, you know? Besides, I'd have thought someone of your stature would have known what the hell a voiceover is.
Look here, lady. I know what a VO is. If anything, I invented the voiceover. I am Mr. VO. Señor Narracion. The VO man. You're supposed to do that in post.
Was that what you were doing the other day, Dubs? I thought you were just talking to yourself.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about, Belle.
You said something about sounding, I think?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Bear, can we just get on with this interview? The warden needs us to do the morning announcements and scrub the bathroom floors. He said something about folding official complaint papers and shoving them up our ears. Busy day.
You know, you guys just don't get it. I mean, I risked my life to try to find you two. I really thought this was my ticket to the big league. Become a big podcast celebrity. Maybe even get a Peabody, or at least a Sherman.
And there it is. You didn't care about us.
Aw, and I was going to share my prison wine with you.
Newsflash, Bell and Dubs. Nobody cares about you. Just about everyone I interviewed didn't care about you. Well, maybe everyone except Blaine County Bob. You know, he has a shrine for the two of you.
Ugh, Bob. But now that you say it, it tracks.
That's not true. Lots of people care. What about my husband?
No one was looking for you, except me. And yeah, initially I really did care, but the more I learned about the two of you, the less I cared. Now it really is all for the pod.
Okay, inmates, your time is up.
Whew, saved by the bell.
What? I didn't do anything.
Oof, quite the reach there, Bill.
After weeks of following leads and investigating clues to track down these two has-beens, I honestly started wondering, what is the point of all this? Nothing was resolved. The universe wasn't saved. No one cares about Bell and Dubs. It's like, I just wasted a whole lot of time. You know what I mean? I guess sometimes there is no clear ending to the story. We just keep looking for answers while life goes on. I remember something important Bob said to me on the initial interview.
Now hey, raccoons is real hard to train. You just gotta feed them a little trash every time they do a trick and you're golden.
Really makes me think, aren't we all raccoons when it comes down to it? I mean, we all fight for what we think is right and enjoy a little piece of trash every once in a while. Yeah. Maybe I'm not cut out for this true crime stuff, but I feel like podcasting is my true calling. Maybe I'll call my friend Boren and see if she wants to have a couple mimosas and chat with me. Coming soon, Boren and Bera. No topic, no net.